Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're talking about something to do with getting your morning cup of coffee. Maybe some of you are too young to drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
Myself, I need coffee.
I don't drink coffee, actually.
Oh, you don't? Oh, good for you.
Yeah, actually, I'm more of a tea person. I drink tea.
Tea, I think, is healthier for you. But, you know, for some of us, we find it hard to get out of bed or to wake up in the morning without coffee. Because, you know, it's got something called caffeine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gives you a burst of energy. It helps you get going. It's just something we need every day. Like I said, it's not the healthiest thing for you. And also, unfortunately, it's not the healthiest thing for the environment because of all the cups.
Oh, right.
Yes. Oh. Every cup of coffee, of course, has a cup, and sometimes it's made of plastic, and sometimes it gets thrown out. And that's what we're talking about today.
Oh.
Coffee cups. End the waste.
Hmm.
Stop throwing them out. Let's figure out a solution to the problem of these disposable coffee cups. All right, before we go too far, let's get into our article right now. Let's read through day one.
Okay.
Reading.
Coffee cups end the waste. Few things can warm you up better on a cold winter's day than a cup of hot coffee. Around the world, many people rely on takeout coffee for their fix. Then, they throw their coffee cups away, usually into the recycling bin. However, these cups are quickly adding up into the billions. The mountain of waste caused by cardboard coffee cups is a growing concern. In the UK, TV chef Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall has decided to fight this problem. His BBC show, Hugh's War on Waste, tries to get supermarkets and the fast food industry to cut down on waste. As part of the show, Hugh is driving a special double-decker bus around London. It has 10,000 paper coffee cups glued to it. 10,000 is the number of cups that people throw away in the UK every 2 minutes. That's more than 7 million a day and 2.5 billion a year. What's worse, many of these cups are actually not recycled.
Okay, the first sentence in our article today says, few things can warm you up better on a cold winter's day than a cup of hot coffee. Yes, when the weather turns cool, well, even when it's not, even in summer I need my coffee too, but it says few things can warm you up better. It means, well, there's not much else that can warm you up like a hot cup of coffee when it's winter and it's cold outside.
I want hot soup.
Hot soup is good. Chicken noodle soup.
Oh, yummy.
Anything warm, really, will warm you up.
OK, 所以一开始课文呢就提到，哇，在一个怎么样寒冷的冬天，几乎没有比一杯热咖啡更加可以让你感到怎么样 warm 温暖。不过这里大家有没有看到，哎，它的句型有提到 few things can warm you up better on a cold winter's day than blah blah blah。 OK, 我们来看一下这里的文法，提到是有否定语气再加上比较级，其实结合起来，哎，就有最高级的语气。所以课文是说几乎没有比一杯热咖啡，也就是说一杯热咖啡是最棒的这样子的意思哦。比方呢，其实我们也可以用像是另外一个例子好了，像是如果我说 No other hotel offers a greater variety of dishes than this five-star one， 这里有没有注意到我也是用否定的语气 No other hotel， 然后后面我们接的是比较级 greater， 所以刚刚整句呢就是说没有其他间的饭店会比这间五星级饭店提供更棒更多样化的菜哦，所以呢是指说这一间是最棒的这样子的意思。那我们回到课文的 few， 其实就有带着否定的含义，或者我们也 little 也是有带着否定含义，就是几乎没有这样子的意思哦。
Next, the article says around the world, many people rely on takeout coffee for their fix. Fix here just means something that you need or something that maybe your body needs or maybe something that you need because you simply think that you need it. Your brain says, yeah, you need that. I need I need some sugar. I need some candy or I need some caffeine. So I need some coffee or some tea to drink. That's what it means when you need a fix or something.
Okay, 所以在世界各地呢 ，around the world， 许多人呢依靠外带的咖啡，就是 take out coffee 来怎么样解咖啡瘾啦。那其中的 fix， 他会觉得，嗯，这个不是表示修理的意思。哎，注意哦，在本课当中，它是当着名词来用，有上瘾的事物这样子的意思哦。而刚刚我们还看到一个非常常见的片语，就是 rely。On 后面我们可以接人或者是事物表示依赖什么什么 For example, she relies on her sister to drive her to school.
Next, it says, then they throw their coffee cups away, usually into the recycling bin. Yes, recycling refers to materials like glass or plastic or metal that can be recycled. They can be broken down and made into something new again and reused. So we get our cup of coffee, then we throw these coffee cups away into the recycling bin.
OK, 然后接着呢，我们听起来就是开始进入我们的主题，有点不环保的感觉，就是他们随手把咖啡杯丢弃哦，通常是放进哪里呢？The recycling bin 就是丢进这个资源回收桶，就像刚刚就老师有提到，像是有一些玻璃的 glass 啊，或者是塑胶的 plastic or cans， 就是铁罐啦，通常都会发现就是很多人会把它们丢进 recycling bin。However, these cups are quickly adding up into the billions. OK， 不过这些杯子迅速累积到10亿杯 billion. What does that mean?
Billion is a big number. That's one with 9 zeros after it. So we have a million, which is 1 and 6 zeros, and a billion is 1 and 9 zeros after it. So if we say the cups are adding up into the billions, we know that's a whole lot of coffee cups.
That's a lot. Okay. 不过我们有看到，首先我先想要提一下这个片语，也是这个常见片语，就是 add up， 就是有积少成多，或者是累积加到多少这样的意思。For example, I'm saving a little money each month. Eventually, it'll add up. Okay. 那刚刚提到的十亿 ，Well, Joe says it has 9 zeros, 个十百千。好啦好啦，我不要数了。Billion 就是十亿的意思哦。但是呢，在口语上呢，其实常常我们会说 a billion 来表示 many many times， 就是很多多到数不清的意思。For example, I could say I've heard that excuse a billion times before. That just means you've heard of it many many times before.Now, there are also other numbers that are also very common, 像是 million, 就是有六个零的，就是百万。而 trillion, guess how many zero there is? 12 zeros, 就是一兆的意思哦, trillion, T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Next, the article goes on to say the mountain of waste caused by cardboard coffee cups is a growing concern. Yes, people are starting to get worried about this because there are so many coffee cups that just keep adding up and piling up around the world.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚提到了就是进入到今天的主题，其实咖啡纸杯造成怎么样堆积如山哦，所以我们用到 the mountain of waste, okay, 的资源浪费是一个越来越严重的问题啦。其中我们提到的这个cardboard coffee cups, 当然就是用那个像是很多的纸箱啦，或者是厚纸板的那种东西都是 cardboard, okay, 那当然这里我们提到的就是比较厚的那种咖啡杯的纸杯。那 concern 呢其实就是担忧的事情 ,OK? 所以像是课文提到的 growing concern, 就是怎么样日渐令人担忧的事物越来越严重越担心的事情。OK, 那比方我可以怎么样用 concern, 我可以说 their friend's health is a constant cause of concern。
It goes on to say here that because of this concern, in the UK, TV chef Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall has decided to fight this problem. He's a chef, so it means he cooks things for a living, possibly in a restaurant. But now he's concerned, or he's worried about this coffee cup problem. He's going to do something about it.
Good for him. Okay, so it's in 英国, 就是 UK, right? 这个电视名厨就是 Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. 哇，他决定要对抗这个问题，太棒了。其实我们看到的 chef， 注意哦，他 它虽然是 ch 开头的，可是它发音是发 sh 的音，因为它是个法文字，表示厨师啦或是主厨 chef。OK， 这是正确的念法。Don't read it as chef。OK， that's wrong。OK， 那像是我们提到的，哎，这个主厨会想到阿基师，或是像什么 Jamie Oliver，he's a celebrity chef who has his own TV show。
It goes on to say about Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall that his BBC show, Hugh's War on Waste, tries to get supermarkets and the fast food industry to cut down on waste. So an industry is just a particular area of work or specialization. He's trying to get restaurants and things like that to stop wasting so much stuff and throwing things away all the time.
That's great, okay. 所以我们其实也可以借由他一个节目，就是在 BBC 的节目叫做 Hugh's War on Waste 当中呢，我们可以看到他试图让这个超市啊跟这个素食业者减少资源浪费。其中我们提到的这个 industry 有这个产业啦，甚至还有工业的意思。常见到的像是computer industry or the entertainment industry 等等哦。那刚刚我们还看到一个常见的片语，就是 cut down on something， 就是减少什么什么，或是降低什么什么。For example, Joe, I've had to cut down on the amount of money I spend on clothes.
Okay, everybody's trying to cut down on something. In this case, we're talking about cutting down on waste, the things we throw away. So, as part of the show, Hugh is driving a special double-decker bus around London. So he's got a bus. It's a double-decker. It just means it has two levels on it. I think London is kind of famous for those kind of buses. That's how he's getting around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been into one. I wonder if I'll get sick on it.
Wonder if you get sick, maybe sitting up on top, it'll be too high, or maybe you won't like sitting outside.
Ooh.
But I think it'd be a nice way to get around London, and he's taking it around to, I think, spread the word about cutting down on waste.
Okay, so 作为节目的一部分, Hugh 在这个伦敦街头上开着一辆 非常特别的什么double-decker bus， 其实我们常在看一些节目就会看到这个在英国特别是非常常见，就是双层巴士。 OK， so it has 10,000 paper coffee cups glued to it. Wow， 所以巴士外面粘着一万个这个咖啡纸杯。 Right, and here glue is used as a verb, right, Joe?
That's right, it's used as a verb, it's an action, it means to fix something to something else using glue or something sticky, so it sticks onto it.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，一般我们 glue 是有这个胶水的意思。不过呢，如果当做动词的话，也是本课的用法，它就是用胶水粘的意思。那我们也可以用 把 A 粘到 B 上，用这样的句型，就是 glue A onto or to B. Okay. 比方像是我可以说 I glued the handle onto the cup. Okay, 那另外呢, actually glue can also be used as to stay in one place because of interest, shock, or excitement. Okay, for example, he spends his days glued to the television. That just means he watches television all day. He's a couch potato.
You might be wondering why 10,000 coffee cups on the outside of this double-decker bus. Well, it explains 10,000 is the number of cups that people throw away in the UK every 2 minutes.
What? Every 2 minutes?
Every 2 minutes, that's 10,000 cups piling up. You can picture your own house, your own apartment, how quickly it would fill up with cups if there were 10,000 of them every 2 minutes appearing in your apartment.
Wow, okay, 所以原来刚刚那个数字它粘一万个咖啡纸杯不是因为什么艺术或是因为比较好看，因为呢它是有典故的哦。接着课文提到就是一万，也就是10,000，是英国人每两分钟扔掉的纸杯数量。哎， That's amazing, every 2 minutes.
That's a lot, and we're going to throw some more numbers at you right now. That's more than 7 million a day, 7 million cups a day, and 2.5 billion a year. So, that's like 2.5 billion a year. There's only 7 billion people in the world, so that should give you an idea of how many cups that is.
Wow, 超多的。现在呢，我们就要跟大家用那个数据让大家吓一吓，就是也就是刚换算那个每分钟一万个，也就是每天超过700万杯，然后每年是 2.5 billion 是多少呢？就是25亿杯，哦，就是我们就是丢掉的纸杯数量。
What's worse, many of these cups are actually not recycled. So this means they're not reused. It just means people throw them away. So they wind up just out on the street somewhere or in garbage dumps or landfills. So that takes up a lot of space and it's really bad for the environment, of course.
Yeah, that's true. 而且更惨的是，就是我们用到 what's worth. 这些杯子中有许多事实上呢，没有被回收。对，很多人他们其实都没有回收的概念。那这样就会怎么样增加这个，我们的大环境的污染啦。这里我们看到的 what's worth, that means 更惨的是更糟的事。For example, I could say he broke the vase, but what's worth, he lied to me about it.
All right, now we know how to use the phrase what's worse, and right now it's time for us to head to our For You Chat. For You Chat.
Okay, so here's our For You Chat question for today. Have you ever noticed any waste of resources? What was it?
I noticed a lot with restaurants that they throw out a lot of food at the end of the day. Because, of course, when you go to a restaurant, the food has to be fresh or people could get sick if they eat something that's not fresh. They could run into all kinds of problems. But that means if at the end of the day they have a whole bunch of food left over...Often it just gets thrown out. But what they're doing in a lot of countries, in the Netherlands, for example, in Holland, they actually made it illegal to throw away food. So if they have food that's left over at the end of the day, they have to give it to a food bank so that homeless people...
Oh, that sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, homeless people can go to a shelter or something and they can eat the leftover food so it doesn't go to waste. So I think that's one of the major...sources, wasted resources, I should say. You guys can have a chat about this. Unfortunately, we waste a lot of stuff as people, but we're trying to get better. That's the main thing. We're out of time on the program for today, but until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Coffee cups and the waste.Few things can warm you up better on a cold winter's day than a cup of hot coffee. Around the world, many people rely on takeout coffee for their fix. Then, they throw their coffee cups away, usually into the recycling bin. However, these cups are quickly adding up into the billions. The mountain of waste caused by cardboard coffee cups is a growing concern.In the UK, TV chef Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall has decided to fight this problem. His BBC show, Hugh's War on Waste, tries to get supermarkets and the fast food industry to cut down on waste. As part of the show, Hugh is driving a special double-decker bus around London. It has 10,000 paper coffee cups glued to it. 10,000 is the number of cups that people throw away in the UK every 2 minutes. That's more than 7 million a day and 2.5 billion a year. What's worse, many of these cups are actually not recycled.
Vocabulary Review.
Billion. There are about 7.4 billion people living on Earth today, and that number is growing. Concern. Air quality is a concern for people living next to the factory. Chef. The chef owns a restaurant, has written cookbooks, and has a cooking show. industry. The computer industry is a big part of the country's economy. There are many companies here in that business. Glue. In the art class, the students made a poster with cute pictures glued to it.